flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We do have Max Brown coming up in 20 minutes. As a former college football quarterback, now lead college football analyst for the CW Sports, also NFL Draftnik as well, and he has a prediction on the Browns at 2 that he says will create controversy that we'll get to. I kind of am perplexed by the Deion won't let Shador come to Cleveland narrative. I understand there might be some preferences there. But, I mean, even the Deion stepping in and pulling the Arch Manning, it's just so rare, and we talk about it so much, and it just never happens.
I mean, Nick, like, realistically, what are we putting this out? Like a 1% chance at best?
I mean, I'd give 5.
5?
But even still, that's a remote chance.
It's a wild the amount of time people have spent talking about what will Deion do in this scenario. I don't believe he's going to pull a Manning. I don't believe he's going to do any of that stuff. There's no reason to believe that he's going to do that stuff.
I mean, the only reason is he's Deion.
And just likes to make it about himself sometimes.
Yeah,
and
the circus. I think that's what people expect with this. They are like, well, everything else with Deion is a circus. He's going to make this about himself. How can he do that?
I wonder,
where the plausibility comes in, not that there's actually any merit to this.
See, but I wonder if that's more Clevelanders projecting there than it is Deion necessarily.
All right, so I've been working on this theory for a minute. So apologies to Anthony Lima. Good luck with the old snip snip, buddy. But I've been working on this theory that I think when
we're all rooting for you, Lima.
Yeah. Make sure to the ice. It's got to go in the right spot, right?
Drop the D on that one.
Don't. It's the other one.
And I'm not even going to say it's odd they got a cake. I'm pro cake anytime, anywhere.
No, they got a brookie. That's the problem.
What's a brookie?
They got a brownie cookie or a cookie cake. That's what it is.
Oh, I like cookie cakes.
I think they're awful.
What?
Just awful. And one year, Vanessa got one for my birthday thinking I liked them. Hate it. And I had to sit there,
eat cookie cake,
and act like I liked it.
I mean, they're not an ice cream cake.
No. It's the lowest form of cake. Cheesecake, superior. Regular cake, superior.
The lowest form
carrot
of cake?
Carrot cake, superior.
Well, yeah, carrot cake's delicious.
Yeah. Cookie cakes are trash. Somebody has to say it.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm glad you're the one saying it, not me.
The one with diabetes is the one saying this.
If my taste buds didn't like cookie cake, I'd be devastated. I love
cookies.
I love cake.
I do not love cookie cake.
Okay.
That's it. It's insists
so
upon itself.
What I tap into there.
All right. With the my working theory on the Shador thing is, when I hear Deion's not going to let him come here, I think that's them saying that's what they want to happen. I don't think it's...
I thought it was a protecting thing.
No. I think it's the opposite.
Like, we're not going to love you because we don't want to get hurt.
No, I think it is, we shouldn't even be talking about this. It's not going to happen because they won't let it happen, so we don't have to worry about it. I think it's absolutely a projection.
I mean, there is a weird thing happening around Shador and the conversation around Shador. And
I think it's weird. I think it's pretty understandable given Deion.
I mean, just in general, the conversation around, like, for as talented as I believe he is, the amount of people that are just so dismissive about it and like, no, I think a lot of that comes from the idea that they don't believe that Deion will even allow it to happen.
Or is it wishful thinking? It's just, by the way, it could be both because there's room for enough for multiple people to have different opinions on this. I think what makes the Shador conversation, this is where you've taken up a cause in an arms that I think you're going to be spending a lot of time defending over the next 3 months, is there's just so many bad narratives around Shador. Like, there really are. Like, for instance, if Deion would prefer him not to play here, why do I care about that? Unless he's willing to exert his power, which even then, if I'm the Browns, call his bluff.
He's
a college football head coach. If Shador doesn't come here, is Shador going to sit out a full season of football and forego that ticking clock of the contract? I highly doubt it.
It's just, from a financial standpoint, incredibly stupid. And then from an actual playing standpoint, incredibly stupid.
Yeah, like, I understand why lifestyle-wise you'd rather be in Vegas. I understand why you might prefer... I actually don't know why you'd prefer Brian Daboll to Kevin Stefanski. That's a wild one.
I mean, okay, but I wouldn't bring market size into it only because Patrick Mahomes is winning in Kansas City. Josh Allen is winning in Buffalo, right? We have these conversations with the NBA, you know, constantly, where it's like, you can be a star anywhere these days. That part, like, the endorsements are going to come to you. If you're Shador and you're good, the endorsements are coming to you. You don't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, well, but also...
It's just whether or not he thinks we're too much of a train wreck.
But here's the thing. Here's the other part of this. You and I might scoff at the never-ending support Kevin Stefanski has in the national media. And I think some of that is Kevin's really good at playing the game. As bad as he is at press conferences, he's really good at calling up friend that works at Fox Sports and being like, I'll give you the real skinny here. He's great at that stuff. And I think that plays. I do think that plays into his natural favor. That I think they, and not just they, like the organization, harvested a lot of national contacts, probably at the expense of the local, but that's fine. That's a preference thing. I mean, I don't want to knock them for that. I just mean, like, they play the game nationally really, really well. Also, the other thing going for Kevin is he's not Hugh Jackson. He hasn't embarrassed the Browns. But those points are... How is that not a sales pitch? Like, how is Kevin Stefanski not something that that Deion himself would look at and go, well, I'd rather that than, we don't even know who Slappy McGee is in Vegas yet, but I'd rather that than Brian Daboll, who's going to be fired next year.
That's part of the point, is you don't know who Slappy McGee is in Vegas.
Unless Deion's Slappy McGee.
Unless Deion is Slappy McGee. Which, and then, by the way, if Deion is that, then the conversation shifts and changes dramatically in an obvious way, but... It's not going to... I don't think that's going to happen either. Maybe Shador loves Tom Brady so much because Tom Brady has been able to work with him, speaks glowingly about him. They have a personal relationship that Brady has publicly talked about, and maybe that's just... Deion's like, hey, listen, I'll put my faith in the Super Bowl champ and probably the GOAT at the position. I don't see that in today's day and age, though.
Do you agree that there's just a lot of trash narratives around Shador?
But it just bothers me so much because it feels like everywhere you turn, that's part of the conversation is, well, Deion won't let him come here. You have no basis for that. Deion has not publicly said he won't let the Browns draft his quarterback. And anytime he's been asked about the Browns, he has gone the other direction to speak glowingly about it. So I don't understand it.
Deion is like a religious text. They say there's a lot in there. And you can twist it however you would want to. Deion said stuff 4 years ago that were contradictory within like a month of him saying
it. Yeah, he is as the wind moves.
Yeah. And again,
like, that man is not. I don't behold him to anything that he said 3 hours ago.
And that's part of why,
even though he did say glowingly things about the Browns, I guess.
Like, so, yeah. I mean, I think like Deion's perfect to exist in a troll culture because he does use troll tactics. I'm not calling him a troll because he's a respected football coach, and I want to put some respect on that. But
he walks like a duck and talks like a duck, Nick.
Deion knows that if he just throws 75 things out there, Five of them might catch, but that's all you need.
Well, he comes from the Jerry Jones school of attention.
Yep.
And he's very good at getting attention.
But yeah, it's just wild to watch the Deion won't let Shador come to Cleveland.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Conversation, like, here's all that matters. Do you think Shador is worthy of being the number 2 pick? Do you think he's a franchise quarterback? You think yes. I still am very torn on Shador. And it's not just Shador. It's these quarterbacks and their ceiling versus their floor and the risk attached versus a risk of a different kind of quarterback in free agency or whatever. But at the same point, like, it's a distraction. It's a red herring. It does not matter within this conversation, because until Deion says, I don't want him to go to Cleveland, you have no reason to believe that he won't. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, but that to me is the same thing as holding, you know, Shador guilty for the sins of the father, and sins being a very loosely applied term there.
Right, right. Like, suggesting that because Deion's a circus, the circus is coming to town.
Yeah.
It's so unfair to Shador.
And it might be true. It might be true. That's something the Browns have to explore.
Yeah.
But it's not an immediate. I think so many of the, and this is why I said the early thing of, well, people, it's the, well, he doesn't want to come here, so we don't have to think about that, right? It's the, if enough people say that, then maybe the Browns won't want to draft him because in the end, you don't want Shador here. But the Browns can't worry about that. The Browns have to analyze the player. They have to get to know him. And then they have to make a decision on really, truly how good that player is. But everything else, right? Every other thing that I've heard, the circus comes to town, the diva stuff, they're all stuff you have to look at. But none of them today are reasons why you can just discount him coming here.
Right. And listen, I'm not, as much as I defend Shador, I'm not saying he is a saint. I'm not saying he is, a choir boy. It's just, I don't lump him in with Deion the same way that I think a lot of people do.
216-474-0092. So we heard Mary Kay Cabot at the start of the segment, basically saying similar things to what we're saying about the Deion and Shador thing. The only thing I would disagree with, I don't think she was saying this, but I think she was saying, well, if Deion has his reservations, the Browns can sit down and here's what they'll sell him on. I don't even think you're going to have to get that far.
Also, but I know he's part of the package. I get that. But selling the dad seems so weird to me.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's like
it does. It happens more than I think you realize. Well, by the way.
No, but it's also like, you know, every now and then you hear these stories of these kids these days. It's a younger generation thing, but they'll bring their parents to job interviews. And I'm like, if I was a hiring manager, do you know how turned off I'd be by that? It's a ridiculous concept. We want you for the job, not you and your mom.
No one's letting me hire anybody here. All right, let's just be clear about that.
How about but the moment somebody brought their parent into the equation, you're out, aren't you?
No. I'm in for a 2-hour interview.
Well, you're going to lock him in and be like,
this is the Lord of the Rings type journey. And I want every bit of details. Do they do their own laundry? Like, we're going to we're going to
be there.
And, by the way, in the end, they're not getting the job. But I will punish that person on a biblical level. A lot of biblical references this one. But biblical level for bringing their parents.
Yeah, parents, let your kids be adults. When they actually get to be of age, let them actually be an adult. Don't go to their job interviews. It's weird.
Max Brown, lead college football analyst for the CW Sports and DraftKnick, tells us how the Browns can create controversy. At 2 at 422 on 92.3 The Fan.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.